Hey y'all, really appreciate you joining my podcast today. Well, first of all, as we always say, smile, try to find some positivity in this moment. It's great to be with you and great to talk to you. And you're very lucky to have this moment to listen, to be able to listen. So really cherish that. It's actually, this month is my 2 year anniversary of doing the podcast. I think I started it in July of 2020, so it's July of 2022 now. And I guess, I think I'm gonna start doing some reflection on my journey with this podcast and over the past 2 years, like my journey just in life. I think the overarching change I've had is perspective, right? I think, I've always been a relatively positive person and an optimistic person, but I've really seen the power of doing that and trusting the process and not getting too worked up about every little moment, but kind of looking at the bigger picture, but at the same time also living in the present and being as mindful as possible. But I think over the past 2 years, I've also been able to look at a lot of my faults, like look at where I'm not the best, right? I'm not the best at how I deal with certain emotions and how I deal with what I say sometimes, and I need to, slow down a little bit in life and cherish things and cherish the moments I have before I do things. And I think those are some of the biggest things that I've taken up for, over the past 2 years. I'm definitely not where exactly where I want to be with the podcast. I'd like to have more listeners, and I'd like to, have a bigger impact. But I think I'm proud of myself that I've done this much, right? That I've gotten this far, and that I've continued to do it, right? I've continued to do it for the past 2 years, and I don't see an end in sight. I think I just want to continue doing this and continue getting my thoughts out. It's helped me a lot, and I think in the end of the day, I did this for myself in the sense that I want to work on myself and get my thoughts out and hopefully change someone's life or help someone. But if I didn't, even if I changed one person's life, I would have been fulfilled because I knew that my goal was to really, impact myself and then impact others. And it wasn't a selfish thing. It was just more or less that I feel like I had a lot on my mind and I still do, and I just want to get it out instead of being stuck of it being stuck there. I think over the past 2 years, excuse me, I've also found a lot of solitude and gratitude in what I have, and not always, wanting a different life, wanting something different. I think we live in a society where we often complain a lot. I complain in my own way. I'm not perfect, but I think I've gotten better at that, where I've complained a lot less about my circumstances and what I have and what I don't have. I know a lot of people, and I've seen a lot of people who complain about a lot, and I look at my past self as one of those people being depressed and sad for not having certain things or things going my way. And I kind of look at that old person and I tell them, like, tell my old self, I say, listen, like, you got to this present moment, like my present moment, because of all those struggles, because of all those things that didn't go your way. You are here today because of everything that didn't go your way and everything that did go your way. So I think that, I've learned to stop complaining because I've learned to love who I am today and learn to love the present moment and my current circumstances. I'm going to be recording a podcast with someone on Monday, a family member. And one of the questions is, okay, like, how do you deal with a disability? How do you deal with adversity? And in the end of the day, I said this several times in other podcasts, is first of all, you need to have the perspective that it's happening for you, not to you. Don't ever be the victim if you can avoid it. And try to take positivity from even the most negative situations. Like force yourself to break through the darkness of negativity and say, okay, where is a light? Like, what can I do with this? What can I do with this to make me better and stronger and more fulfilled? And also accept that you have gone through adversity in life. You've gone through things in your life and you've gotten to this point. So like whenever I'm struggling with, you know, my disability or anything that else that comes up, I always look to the past and I say to myself, look at all the things that I've already went through and I'm still here. I still got through those. What makes me think that I won't be able to get through the next adversity, the next obstacle, right? And by doing that, that kind of gives you power. That kind of gives you confidence that you can get through things and you can, you know, go the extra mile and be okay. And not just be okay, but also grow as an individual. Because, you know, I also say that if there's not any struggle in life, then you're not going to get anywhere in life because you're always going to have everything come to you. And when you do face trouble, you're not going to know how to deal with it. That's why, you know, if a baby starts walking and he walks into the wall, it'll walk into the wall once. It won't walk into the wall six times, right? Because he sees the wall. So I think, you know, that perspective is something that I think that has helped me a lot. And I think acceptance and letting go is also really important. You know, we oftentimes look for ways to get out of things, right? And I still do this to an extent. I don't want to say that I don't do this, but we, you know, whether it be like, oh, and our anxieties or insecurities, we try to get out of it, right? So the old saying goes, like, if someone's being a bully, they probably get bullied themselves. They're probably insecure about themselves. You know, people go to food, people go to drugs, people go to drinks. They go to all different things to kind of hide what is actually going on. And that's, you know, when people ask me, for example, like, why don't I drink so much? Like, why don't I drink as much as them? I say, like, listen, like, I don't have anything to mask. I am happy to a high degree with who I am. I don't feel like I need to get away from anything. And if I feel that need where I kind of want to drink and I want to get away from something, I stop myself because I know that that's not the answer. The answer is to face it head on and to talk about it and to be open about it. I think one of the biggest things for men in society, especially, I mean, women as well to a degree, but men specifically, is not being open about their emotions, not being open about how they feel about certain things and what they want in life. They have to be very manly and they have to be, you know, very emotionally stable in the sense that they can't cry, they can't get, you know, disappointed, that, you know, they need to really be that strong figure. And I agree, I think that men should be strong, but I disagree that men should not share their emotions. I work out, I'm considered strong on a strong spectrum, I guess, and I am very open about my emotions. I'm very open by the fact that I've suffered, you know, I've suffered with depression and then anxiety and insecurities, and I'm proud of that. I'm not disappointed or embarrassed about that, and I'm open about like my the fact that I'm like a kind of a hopeless romantic, and I like love, and I like to cry sometimes. It's like it's because I'm a human being. It's not because I'm a man or I'm not a man. It's because I'm a human being. And I think that's something that I really try to get across to as many people as possible, is like, talk to me about your emotions, like my friends, like talk to me about how you feel. Are you truly happy right now, right? Like, how are you feeling? And also having the attitude of like being very, very happy. You know, I think toxic positivity is dangerous, and I spoke about that in my other podcast. But when someone asks you how you are, I think it's fair to say that you know, you're amazing. Life is amazing. And I'm not saying that everything, you know, when I say that, I'm not saying everything is perfect, you know. Things are not perfect, you know, far, far from it. But I think that, you know, you're alive, you're able to talk, you're able to listen, you're able to eat. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, you woke up this morning and you have all these people in your life and you have all these opportunities. It's like you can make a whole list of things that you can be grateful for and happy for, right? And yeah, obviously there's going to be a list of things that you wish hadn't happened or wish, you know, wouldn't happen and so on. But you know, you have to kind of accept those negative things as part of life, right? It's always a balance. But more or less, I think more times than not, the people I come across with, I can, you know, from afar at least, in my life as well, I can find a lot more positives than negatives, right? You know, like even the small things, right? It's like when you look at the small things, it's not the big things, right? It's not, oh, you know, you have a lot of money. It's that you have food on the table and that you don't have to be scared for your life. There's no war going on in your country, right? Like those things usually go unnoticed, but they're pretty big to other people that want to be in your position. And that's another thing that I've really honed in on, you know, over the past 6 months, really, is that there is always going to be someone in your life, in the world, that is going to want the life that you want. And that's why you need to truly live your life to the fullest, right? Live and take every moment in and be grateful for every moment. Because right now, speaking right now, there's someone in this world right now in a war-torn country looking for food, looking for places to sleep, looking to make money, and I have all of that right now. And I think we owe it to those people who are looking for that to not only try to help those people and be charitable, but also be grateful for what we have today and not be selfish and too egotistic that we don't notice what the little things that we have and be grateful for them. Yeah. So, you know, I think that one of the topics I read about today was like, why are you always looking for another location? Like, why do we as individuals look forward to the weekend or the vacation, right? And we say, like, oh, I can't wait till this week is over. I can't wait to go on vacation, right? Like, I'm not saying don't enjoy the weekend or don't go on a vacation. Like, enjoy that. Like, I'm not going to say I don't enjoy those things. I do. I look forward to the weekend, right? More relaxing. But I think if you only cherish the weekends and vacations and not the time where you are working and you're doing your normal day-to-day things, life is very short in a way. Like, statistically, like, you don't have much time if you're only living for the weekends. And that's why I say in some of my podcasts and my videos is, like, try to find happiness in every single day, even if it's a very stressful day, a very hard working day. Like, just find little things. It could be lunch, it could be the people around you, it could be the gym, it could be anything, but you need to somehow get, like, positivity and happiness in that mundane life. Because if you always look for, I think the statistic was, like, if you always only live for the weekends and you forget about during the week, you're only living 11 years of your life. If you let's say live to 80 and you sleep 8 hours a night, right? So 11 years is still long, just the weekends, right? It's a lot of time. But at the same time, it's not, right? Time moves really fast, and we notice that. So that's why not only cherishing everything you have every single day, but also being present in every single moment, right? Like, not feeling like you need to go on vacation, need the weekend, that you can find that happiness and that solitude within and during any day. And, you know, the passage talks about how important it is to find peace and happiness within, you know, if it means sitting down for 2 minutes and closing your eyes or doing something that makes you happy and spending your time wisely. And that's why I say, like, you know, you can pay me millions of dollars, but if I'm not enjoying what I'm going to do, I'm probably not going to do it for long. And yes, obviously it's easier said than done because, you know, you need to pay the bills, you need to live. But I think if you find happiness in whatever you do, you can truly cherish life. And, you know, finding happiness doesn't mean you have to do the job that you, like a dream job, and like everything has to be perfect. No, it needs to just be something that you find happiness in some way, going to work every day with the people you work with and so on. So I think, like, again, to conclude, you know, it's coming up, I think, in 2 weeks. It's going to be my 2-year anniversary for this podcast. Is that, you know, I think I've learned to be alone as well. I've over the past year, it's been really hard, you know, because 2 years ago I started seeing someone, and a year ago, almost a year ago, it ended. And for the past year, I've been trying to unravel, why was I so upset? Like, why do I have this anger on myself and this disappointment in myself for something that, yes, there was a lot of room for me to improve, and, you know, it was, you know, partially my fault, but at the same time, how it ended was not right for me, in the sense that I, in the end of the day, I do feel disrespected, and I do feel like I wasn't truly loved. And I figured out, and I could talk a little bit about now, is that I think for me personally, while a lot of people love me in my life, and a lot of people have loved me in my life for a long time, and they show that in a lot of ways, you know, whether it be friends or family, I never truly believe I'm loved. And I think it has a lot to do with the fact of childhood traumas, in the sense of, you know, being different and being kind of outcasted in certain ways. And, you know, maybe it was a figment of my imagination, in the sense that, sorry, let me just move my phone, a figment of my imagination, where that I thought that I wasn't wanted, but in the end, I actually was wanted. But I think it's just, you know, growing up with a disability, and I really don't want to use excuses. I'm going to try to do it as little as possible. But I think growing up with a disability, where you know you're automatically different, and there are certain people who, you know, I don't even remember who, but there are certain situations and people who don't treat you like everyone else, right? Like you are a little bit isolated, and you know, socially you do sometimes things differently. Like you're a little bit, you know, out there, a little bit weird. Makes you feel like every single person who loves you or says that they're your friend, you need to kind of second guess it, right? Like second guessing things. And I think for a while it took me a long time to even accept that I had friends, that people actually cared about me as friends. And I think over the past 10 years I've really accepted that I have friends, or even maybe seven, or since college, probably like during college, I after college I started noticing how many people cared about me. But then the dating thing is obviously also something that has been really difficult for me, is that, you know, seeing myself in the light of, you know, someone else loving me, and you know, it's been hard. It's really been hard. And I think every single guy goes through this in their own way. I don't think I'm unique in that way. I think that every single guy kind of almost feels like it's hard for them to be loved, right? Because, you know, it's always like chasing, right? And they feel like girls have it the other way, where girls are chased. And, you know, I never felt chased. I think I spoke about this in one of my podcasts. I never felt chased, and I sometimes don't feel that either. I don't feel like I'm sought after. But I've noticed over the past year, and mainly towards the end of this year, you know, since the breakup, so I would say, you know, 4 to 6 months since, and especially now I'm really honing in on it, is that I need to forget all about that. I need to forget about if someone likes me or loves me. I need to look at myself and I need to say, do I love myself? And do I take the time to truly show that I love myself? And, you know, when people ask me, you know, why do I work out, and why do I read? Why do I meditate? Why do I do mindfulness? I say it because I want to show that I love myself. I want to show that I care about my body, that I care about my mind, that I care about my heart. And for me, it's not to look good. It's not to feel good. It's just to feel loved by myself, and to look at myself in the mirror and say, hey, I've worked on myself, and the rest that comes is just add-ons, right? Because they say that you're born alone, you know, you're born and you die alone. You know, you're born with your parents, and you know, please God, my parents will live a long life, but you know, more likely than not, I'll outlive my parents, right? And I'll outlive a lot of other people in my life that I love, and hopefully I'll be next to someone whom I love, and I'll live a long life with someone I love. But in the end of the day, the last breath I take is by myself. And if I can't truly find the love for myself, then nothing else matters. Nothing else matters. And I see how much my life has changed since I started truly loving myself and believing in myself, and finding the inner confidence, right? I think a lot of my job, for example, success of my job is just my confidence. And I think a lot of my social skills is just a lot of confidence. And that confidence comes from working on myself and truly loving myself. So, you know, when I tell people, like, okay, like, you know, are you happy? They say, yeah. And I say, I ask them, do you love yourself? Most of the time they say yeah, because they don't want to admit it. But I can tell you that I don't fully love myself sometimes. It's very hard to fully love every aspect of yourself, because, you know, you mess up, and it's like, why did you do that? You know, you're better than that. Like, why do you do that? But the key is to be loving yourself, not love yourself, but loving yourself, right? And that means working on yourself and accepting that you're not perfect, and accepting that there are things that you need to work on and things that you need to improve to make you a better person, because you deserve to be a better person. And once I realized that, and once I put that into action, I think, you know, my life changed a lot in bright ways.
And when I talk to people now, it's like, you know, that's all that matters, right? Like, you can get all the money in the world, you can dress nice, but if you don't have that inner love for yourself and all, I think the rest kind of means nothing in the grand scheme of things. So I kind of went on a tangent as usual, but I would say just, you know, I think letting go and accepting has helped me so much, and I just can't wait to do that more. And just, I'm excited about the future. I know great things are around the corner because great things have already happened in my life, and I think that keeps me motivated and growing, and keeps me going. And the fact that I know I can keep on growing, I can keep on growing in the gym, in my mind, in my career, my social life, my love life. Like, I can do so many things. And yes, life is short, but I'm so proud of who I am today that I'm gonna be extra proud of who I will continue to become. And I'm not ashamed to say that. I'm not ashamed to say that I am an amazing person who's grown so much in the past 2 years. And I really hope whoever's listening to this is on the journey to be able to say that, or is able to say that now. Like, look in the mirror and say, like, wow, like, look how far you've come in the past 2 years. Like, look how far you've come in the past 10 years. Like, you are someone who younger me, whatever time period was before, would say, wow, I want to be like that person. And I think that's the ultimate goal in life, is that you want to be the person that your younger self would have looked up to towards and would have wanted to become. Because then you know that you really fulfilled your life. So, and it's not wealth, it's not fame, it's looking at yourself and saying, that's who I want to be. That's the feeling I want to be, and that's the emotions inside me that I want to feel. Because, as the saying goes, I think I mentioned this in a lot of podcasts, life is just happening, and the only way we know it's happening is through emotions. So that's what we need to focus on. So continue to be who you are. Even though you may not think you're amazing, you are amazing in your own way. And I can't wait to do the next podcast. Thanks, guys.